Brilliant. Straight off the back of a frantic game at Worcester, you've got another one here at the Aegeus Bowl.
I know, it's all happening. 19 wickets in the day, and the game's been moving forward quickly, so hopefully we can push on and get as many runs as we can with the bat tomorrow and bowl well and see where the game's at. So, yeah.
36-run lead at the moment. You've still got one wicket in hand. Yep. In the context of the game, is that a handy lead?
Yeah, I guess so. I think any lead's a good lead. I mean, when you bowl a side out for 100, you like to get a bit further ahead, I guess. But, the wicket's been dicey. Boys have been going out to good balls. I think it's been pretty good bowling from both sides, so it hasn't been a case of, throwing wickets away. It's been good bowling. So, I mean, any lead's a good lead, and hopefully we can get a few more in the morning.
Great figures from you, 2 for 5, a little bit overshadowed with Carl, another 5 for as well. But, yeah. I mean, just how good is it a wicket to bowl on?
We bowled really well, and we put the ball in good spots, and there is enough there, and it just nibbled around a bit. It swung a little bit, and, yeah, we reaped the rewards by being really consistent and just and sticking to our match plan.
But, I mean, you've played on many wickets here as well that have done a little bit. I mean, why has it done what it's done?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Is everybody surprised in the dressing?
Yeah, I think so, because we were going to bat as well. They obviously won the toss and batted. So the wicket looked really good this morning, and it might be a little bit dry, if anything. It probably is a little bit dry, and that's probably why it's a bit up and a little bit inconsistent. But, it's a funny one. I can't really explain that.
You had the heavy roller on between the innings. It doesn't seem to have done too much difference. Are you expecting the wicket to play the same way? Or are you guys expecting it to change a little bit?
Not sure. I'll have to, maybe this time tomorrow night I can give you the answer. But, it'd be nice to get a few more and... we'll wait and see. It seemed to flatten out a little bit, I guess, when the sun was out. That's probably more the juke ball than anything, not swinging around when it is sunny. But, it'll be interesting to see how this game pans out.
Now, what about you overall? Because I know you had a shoulder operation, didn't you, coming into this season. I mean, how much did that affect you? How much did it set you back?
Yeah, it's been a bit of an interrupted off-season. I had surgery in November, and I guess I hadn't really had a serious injury like that, so I didn't really know how long it would take to get back to where I wanted to be, and I feel like even this is my 5th game now and it's still building to like my full fitness. I still feel like I'm getting better and better, but from a bowling point of view it's been quite good for a couple of months now, so it's good to be back out there playing. It's been a long time watching and doing a lot of rehab in the gym, but it's all paying off now. It's feeling really good.
Yeah, you got into a good rhythm when you were in the first team last year. Do you feel you're getting that way now, albeit near the end of the season?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I missed the first block of Champo games, and then once the one-day stuff started, I couldn't throw the ball properly, so that ruled me out of those competitions. But, I feel like I'm starting my season in a way, and still feel really fresh, and it's getting stronger each week. So, hopefully finish the season really strongly.